Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ryan Goodman as we talk about the Masters of Beef Advocacy in just a moment.
Today we have Hugh Sandberg, Secretary Treasurer with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff, supporting good practices, so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show when we are good stewards of the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
We're talking with Ryan Goodman from National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Director of Grassroots Advocacy. That's an interesting title. What does that entail, Ryan?
Yeah, so grassroots advocacy is flagship by our Masters of Beef Advocacy program at NCBA, kind of under our checkoff programs, and that can encompass a lot, right? But for us, it involves helping farmers and ranchers to tell the story of how cattle are raised so that consumers are asking questions about beef that they can have a person to speak to, because, you know, consumers today want to hear from farmers and ranchers, and so we're working to help farmers and ranchers, members all across the beef community, to be more equipped and be more confident in sharing that information in a way that resonates with consumers.
NBA had this program around for several years. I guess we've actually gone through maybe kind of a rebirth a couple of times with it as well. Where do we stand right now with the NBA program?
So Masters Beef Advocacy Program started in 2009. We just celebrated in 2019 15,000 graduates of the program. So that's 15,000 people from across the beef community that have been involved. So that involves an online course, kind of walk through the beef life cycle, learn what are the hot topics that consumers are asking about today, and how can we in the beef community answer those questions in a way that addresses those concerns. And then I do about 70 meetings and presentations a year working with members of the beef community, farmers and ranchers, like with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association or the Oklahoma Beef Council, and helping, you know, the leaders and the spokespeople in organizations to be out there and be accessible to consumers to share that information about beef and raising cattle.
NBA gives them a knowledge base, right?
Correct, yeah. So the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program kind of walks through the beef life cycle and gives that baseline knowledge of what are the other sectors doing, how are cattle raised, how does beef make it to the plate. Gives that statistical information, what's the latest science and research that we need to know about, the consumers are asking questions, so that we can know what some answers might be when we get asked those questions.
NBA, as we mentioned, has kind of gone through some, you know, having to update the information, update the priorities of the program. What's different compared to, say, 2009?
Yeah, so right now we're working on the 3.0 version of the Masters of Beef Advocacy online courses and hoping to launch that later in 2020. And something we're looking at is updating information on not only the farm statistics from the Ag Census, our stewardship review showing our market research and consumer market research. And a lot of that is that changing perceptions about beef and what consumers are asking about, because that evolves a lot in how we're utilizing our information, how we're seeking out information today. And a lot of that's turned to online sources such as social media.
Mm-hmm. Of course, well, obviously the continued research we have on greenhouse gas emissions, sustainability issues, that has to be kind of updated periodically.
Definitely. People are asking about sustainability today when it comes to all types of food. And one of those conversations we see a lot in the headlines is greenhouse gas emissions, whatever that might be, or eating for the planet. And so we want to be able to equip our advocates from the farming and ranching communities to answer the questions and showcase how they are working to give back to our environments by raising cattle, whether that be upcycling nutrients to reduce food waste or reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. And so we want to equip our farmers and ranchers to have that information when they get asked about it.
So what's the address, web address that folks can go to find out more and actually sign up to be go through the NBA?
So I'd encourage everyone with an interest in being an advocate for the beef community to go to mastersofbeefadvocacy.com. There you can fill out an application to join the online program, complete that, and maybe get involved in some of these training opportunities to be a stronger advocate and share that beef story.
The Director for Grassroots Advocacy for NCBA, Ryan Goodman. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Livestock Auction with their next sale coming up Thursday, January 23rd, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,000 head to be offered, 7,000 yearling steers, 6,000 yearling heifers, 15,000 wean calves, and 300 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.